QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, it's time once again. Welcome to the program, one and all. We get started on yet another broadcast day. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Our professor is here with me from Lucia Capital Group, ready to get things going. We've got some emails. We're going to start off the hour with an email or two on a situation that's going to relate to the topic that we're talking about. Later on, after the bottom of the hour, which relates to this email, we're going to talk about a process known as the Roth two-step. Backdoor Roth, or whatever you want to call it. It's not a dance, although maybe it should be. How do you get money into a Roth IRA if you make more money than the contributory limits allow? That's right. If your income is too high, if you're aced, you are aced out of contributing to a Roth IRA. You say, well, that doesn't seem fair. Well, maybe not. But magically, you could still have a Roth with perhaps even more money in it by doing what's called the Roth two-step. So we've got that to talk about, along with mortgage strategies, which is why we're pushing the main topic to the bottom of the hour. Steve Allendort, our loan financial planner, is going to be here in studio at 21 after to discuss equity lines, home equity lines. Why would you consider one? Well, okay, maybe you need some cash. But what do you do? What do you ask when you're looking for an equity line of credit? What questions are there? We're going to talk with Steve about that coming up here at 21 after the hour. Now, you've got some money questions. I think you do. I know you do. Give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also send us your email questions at our website, wealthed.com, where you see the Find Your Answer link there near the upper part of the page. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, joins me again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You know, it's very important that you get the financial knowledge you need to get yourself through retirement. Of course, the brain trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, they're all here to help you out with your own retirement strategy. You want to talk to an advisor off the air, give them your situation. You give them a call at 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Everyone has unique goals, unique needs. If you give the Brain Trust Advisors a call today, they will talk to you about that, and they can put a personalized bucket strategy together for you. No generic off-the-rack advice. Again, the number off the air, 800-644-1150. And again, our number on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So, Professor Plum, I got this email, and I think you know the situation, because, doggone it, you forwarded this to me. So I'm going to assume you know all about it, but let's bring this up with the folks. This is from Nate in Silver Spring, Maryland, and maybe you may need to clarify a little bit what Nate is talking about. Nate says, I was employed at the beginning of the year at a local pharmaceutical firm. I had no IRAs, and I made too much money to make a direct Roth contribution, like we were talking about. With the help of my advisor, we funded and converted a 2015 IRA contribution. Now, they did that this year.
Yeah, the beginning of the year. But you know, because they made the contribution at the beginning of this year, you can still designate it as a contribution to a traditional IRA for last year.
Right, so, which is allowed. And we'll talk
happened about those. Happened before April 15th,
yes.
Basically.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about this. I guess it was in January. I have since left the company, and I'm thinking of rolling over my 401k to an IRA. My advisor says it could cause trouble related to my conversion. Is this correct? He wants to know, would it be a pro rata? Now, he has a couple of...
the first question was, my advisor said it might cause a problem. No, it might not. It will cause a problem with the conversion. It will create a taxable event out of that conversion, because once you have money in an IRA, the whole idea of doing a conversion with after-tax money, only after-tax money, because that's the only thing in the traditional IRA when you did it, goes out the window. Now you got to look at the entire IRA world for the year, not just for the moment in time, for the year. Now, the moment in time that he did this conversion back in January, the only money in his IRA was after-tax money. So at that point, the only thing being converted was after-tax money. But they don't look at it as a point in time. They look at it on an annual basis. What happened during that tax year? And for the individual, the tax year, January 1 through December 31st. What happened was there was $6,500 in an IRA at one point that was converted to a Roth IRA. And then this particular 401k, if he rolls it over, is $700,000. So he has $700,000 of pre-tax money and $6,500 of after-tax money. Any conversion, any distribution, anything that he wants to take out of the traditional IRA, any traditional IRA in his name during that year is going to go on a, what he says, pro rata basis. Will it be pro rata? Yes. And the pro rata effect is $6,500 out of $706,500 is the portion of it that is after-tax money, which is about, 2%?
You've done the math, I don't know.
I think it's $60 of the $6,500 is after tax. The other $6,440 would be a taxable event. So basically, instead of being able to do the backdoor Roth, which we're going to talk about later in the hour, you created a taxable conversion.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. He had done $6,500 into the
traditional IRA.
But
he has a 401k. And so it's a non-deductible for a non-deductible IRA contribution.
Right. So it's post-tax money. What's in there? $6,500. Now you take he didn't say how much this was. You knew how much it was. You take $700,000 of a 401k,
which is not part of the IRA world while
he
was working there.
No, it is not.
But he left the job unexpectedly, and now he wants to roll it over.
So now you've got $700,000 of
IRA
let's
money.
Say you convert it, you've done it. You have $700,000 of IRA money, which is pre-tax, and a little chunk, $6,500 of post-tax. What they do is they look at your entire IRA world.
The entire IRA world at that point, and they'll add back in the conversion amount.
Yes.
So you'll take the $700,000 plus the $6,500, and it's actually less than 1% of it is after-tax money.
Well, it's $706,500 of IRAs.
Yeah, I should have done the math better in my head.
That's right.
And there's only $6,500 of after-tax money.
Yes.
So at this point, the individual has a couple of choices. One is to not do the 401k rollover, at least not until January 1st, January 2nd of next year. Now, I'm sure the advisor's not happy about hearing that because they're looking forward to helping them manage the IRA. And the person may not be looking forward to that because they may be looking forward to getting some money out of it when they retire or something else. So they would have to wait, because if they don't roll the money into an IRA, it's still in the 401k. Now, where the proration is $6,500 out of $6,500.
Well, it's 100% post-tax.
So they can, or they can undo the conversion, because the conversion happened earlier this year. He can undo the conversion.
It's recharacterizing.
Yeah, he can recharacterize. I call it undoing. Basically, pulling a mulligan on the old conversion, saying, you know what, I really shouldn't have done that conversion. Undo the conversion. It's as if the conversion never happened. The money goes back to a traditional IRA. And now he just has basis in his traditional IRA. So if he does that, he has the choice of continuing on with the 8606 forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, or just... Or chalking it up to bad advice, and then taking out,
You can pay double tax too. You can just say
you would end up paying tax twice on the $6,500.
It's not going to be that much, but.
Or if he wanted to do all the paperwork, and it's a reasonable amount of paperwork, undo the conversion. There's amount of paperwork, and then between now and October 15th, undo the contribution to the traditional IRA. If you make a contribution to a traditional IRA, you can undo it. And you can undo it up until the point where October 15th of the year following the contribution. Now, he made the contribution in January, but it wasn't a January 16 contribution. It was a 2015 contribution. So it was a 2015 tax year. It has to be undone by October 15th of this year.
So in other words, undo all of it.
Basically, yeah, two-step it backwards.
Yeah, so you he wanted to know, can we recharacterize the contributions and back it out entirely back to the trust? I guess it was
means undo it, yeah. We wrote the check out of the trust, probably.
Okay, all right.
The original contribution.
Okay.
It's a lot of paperwork, and it's going to be, from an accounting standpoint, you're going to have 1099s flying around different ways. I would very much get with the IRA custodians, both the traditional and the Roth, and say, here's what we need to do. How is it going to be reported to the IRS that this money is moving, so that I know how to report on my tax return, or not report, if that's the case, this event?
The whole point is to not have IRAs with post-tax and pre-tax in it, right?
Right.
I mean, you can do both of what you could roll $700,000 into an IRA.
Easily.
You can easily contribute non-deductible $6,500 to a traditional or to an IRA. You can put post-tax.
Do that.
That's not a problem. The problem comes when you have post-tax and pre-tax money inside your IRA world.
You can also, before we get to that last point, you can also convert any amount of money you want from during
true.
The year.
And we're going to talk about that.
The question is, how much of that conversion will be taxable? And it may be a good year to leave the conversion over there. He lost his job. He may be down on the income scale. It may be the best thing to leave it right where it is and pay the taxes on it.
Well, I guess unless they give you some kind of, 6-month severance and then,
Or he finds another job. Exactly.
Then you got to.
Of course, if he finds another job and he becomes eligible for a 401k immediately.
Maybe
we could roll the 700 back, but then the advisor's still out of it.
There's a whole lot you could do here. Okay, there you go. Nate, thank you for bringing that up. We're going to bring back Professor Plum after the bottom of the hour, talk more about Roths, backdoor Roths, conversions, etc. But we're going to bring in our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorf, for a segment coming up next, talking to you about equity lines, etc. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, this is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it, it's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Could mean a bunch of things, but Steve Allendorf, for our purposes, Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner, has joined us once again, part of the Brain Trust here on Bucket Strategy Investing. Steve is here from Skyline Home Lending. You can reach him at a couple of different places. You can call him at 888-563-1070, or you can reach him at loan, L-O-A-N, loanfinancialplanner.com, which is what Steve is. In fact, Steve, we were just talking during the break. We'll get to it in a second. The importance of having somebody who knows how to plan this whole process about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so many people look to purchase and start looking for property. Mm-hmm. And the smart move is to find out, okay, here's my financial situation. What do I do to get myself in line financially? In order to go out and buy, whether it be a new primary residence, investment property, you want to buy a property, but you know that you can't make a contingent offer. How do you manage that so that you can stay ahead of the ball game if you find a property and there are four or five offers? Because if your home is not on the market, if your home hasn't sold, if you haven't set it up right,
yes,
you might not be in the best position to win that offer, because somebody may come in non-contingent and be able to close.
Only because maybe you did the stuff in the wrong order. You didn't have Correct. This duck before that duck in the row. We'll get to that in 1 second. First of all, rates. People want to know where we are in rates. Same as they've been.
You know, it's been amazing. I hate to be a broken record. Actually, I like to be a broken record.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be consistent.
Because I've been doing this a long time, and I can't remember a time where rates have stayed so stable for so long. So what does that mean? There's a ticking clock or maybe a time bomb somewhere. It could be a year out. We don't know.
It's but like a fuse that keeps getting longer, you know but eventually we're going to
run
out.
We hear it. We smell it, but nothing happens. It's
And people get complacent, and they say, rates are the same. They've been the same for a couple of years now. It'll be the same in another year.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can't count on that.
So you can get these 30-year jumbos still in the threes.
Correct. 30-year fixed rate, is low. And we're talking with minimal points, because you're going to get quoted lower rates where you may pay some fees. But, you're looking at 3.6 on a 30-year, very low threes on a 7-year, high twos, low threes on a 15-year, FHA and VA between 3.25, 3.5. And then jumbo loans. You can get a purchase jumbo 30-year at 3.6 or a 7-year at 3 to 3.1.
I still say 10 years from now, we're going to say, can you believe those loans, how they were back in 2016? Okay, now let's talk about this. Equity lines. They're popular. People have equity. Some do, at least now.
Well, they're becoming more prevalent again.
Yeah.
They were very, very prevalent before we had the crash.
Boy, do I remember that. I got one immediately. I mean,
almost everybody did.
Day I walked into the bank.
Up until 2007, I would say between maybe 2003 to 2007, mm-hmm. when lenders came out with, equity lines, more lenders came out with equity lines, prime plus zero, prime minus a half, prime minus one. Almost every client I had, whether we put them in an equity line to do some stuff or we were looking to refinance, I'd always say, how many loans do you have on the property? I've got a first, and I've got a second or a line of credit. Now, right. Of course, after the crash, people either lost their lines of credit, lost their homes, merged them together. We still have people that do have lines of credit and have had lines of credit for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And we've talked that with those particular people, those lines of credit have reached their end draw period, and most of them have either gone or will be going into what's called the repayment period.
Yes.
So you're no longer paying interest only. You're going to pay fully amortized. You're going to pay fully amortized based on your loan balance on whether your line of credit was a 20, 25, or 30-year loan. So it's at least going to be amortized for 20 years, which, of course, is a higher payment than a 30-year amortized loan. And some of them may be amortized for 15 or 20 or 10 or 15 years, which can be a higher payment.
Yeah, if that depends on how long your quote-unquote interest or draw period was, right?
And it can it's be normally 10 years. Normally it's 10 years okay. In most cases.
Yeah.
There are a few lenders, eons ago, Wells Fargo and B of A had equity lines that were 15 years, balloon payment. I talked with a borrower yesterday where we're going to have to do something.
All of a
because
sudden.
He's got to pay it off.
Yeah, and it can be thousands and thousands of dollars.
But what's happening now is because we're getting more equity in real estate, people have equity potentially to do lines of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a smart move to do? Well, it all depends on what you're going to use that line of credit for and or how much you potentially need. So if you're good with your first loan, if you don't plan on doing anything with your first loan, whether it be refinancing to a lower rate or potentially pulling cash out, then you might want to take a look at an equity line. Mm-hmm. If you have a plan that you might want to do something with your first loan, if you have put a line of credit on the property, then when you go and look to do a refinance on that new first, pricing is going to be higher because you have that second loan that becomes part of the equation.
Is that dependent? Is that whether you've drawn any money out of it? Is it just having the line of credit?
That's
or
if
is
you
this
keep
if you've
it,
actually
if you
used
keep it?
It
open. That,
if you keep it open, even if you haven't borrowed anything off of it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So if you've got a line of credit that's $50,000, and you've got a zero balance on that line, we still have to show that your total cumulative loan-to-value is with that $50,000 line of credit.
Yeah, which can hurt you.
Yeah, so line of credit or refinance and pull cash out. If you have the capacity to pull cash out of your primary residence, you may end up getting a lower rate. It may cost you a little bit more because lines of credit you can get virtually at no cost. But in a lot of cases, with where the lines of credit are right now, prime is the basic index that most lenders use, which is at 3.5%. I'm seeing margins, and this is what the lenders make above prime, anywhere between 0.5% and 1.5% above prime. So you're going to be looking at a new line of credit of being between 4%, 4.5%, and that can potentially move if the Feds increase or decrease short-term rates. So if you're looking for just a small amount, you need 30, 40 grand, line of credit may be your smart move. If you're looking for enough money where that line of credit might be 30 to 40% of your total loans, if there's enough equity in your current property, if there's not a big difference between your current interest rate and what the new rate might be, we might want to look at doing a refinance on the first instead of doing the line of credit, or do the refinance, get everything
yes.
clean, then do a line of credit. Because
yeah.
the beauty of a line of credit, the one real beauty of a line of credit is, let's say you can qualify for $100,000 and you only need $10,000. Well, you're only going to pay on that $10,000 that you borrow.
Of course.
You have $90,000 available credit that's there in your pocket as a safety net
yep.
in case you need it.
Yep.
So much of this is based on what am I planning on doing, how long am I planning on being the property, what am I going to potentially use that line of credit for? And when you talk with a loan professional, somebody like myself, I can ask those questions so we can see what makes the most sense as far as you designing your loan.
Right. If you put the wrong thing in the wrong order, you do something else before you've done this other thing, it can make a big difference. You, if you're looking to buy a home, you could lose that potential buy.
Here's another scenario we were talking before the break. I know I only have a few seconds. But if you're looking to buy and you have a current home and you don't want to make a contingent offer, if you potentially do a line of credit on your primary, that might generate
right.
the cash that enables you to buy without potentially selling your home before you finish the buy.
Steve, I'm out of time. If you want to talk to him off the air, 888-563-1070 or loanfinancialplanner.com. We will talk to you next week, Steve. Thanks very much. Professor Plum returns when we come back.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com, that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Here at Buckets Strategy Investing, we talk about all manner of money strategy buckets. We do talk about that and everything related to retirement, pre and post retirement, and how to, you know, try at least not to run out of money before you run out of time. Sometimes guaranteed income is a wonderful way to go. We do talk about a lot of that on this program. One form of guaranteed income happens to most people, and it's called Social Security. We get tons. Well, you can't really weigh, questions don't weigh. Okay, we get many questions on Social Security. And so what we've done is we've added a program, and we've been doing this for quite some time at wealthed.com, a couple of years at least, the Social Security Show. It happens Tuesday afternoons live at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, only at wealthed.com. I'm the host, along with Professor Rick Plum, who's answering the questions, and we talk about Social Security, we talk about strategies, we still talk about some of the new laws that have been passed, potential laws that have been passed. We answer your questions. Most importantly, we take a lot of email questions that we get to the show, and we will answer them there on the program. Everybody should have, everybody who's receiving Social Security or will receive it, does have questions, should have questions, most likely has questions on Social Security, and we help answer them every Tuesday, live, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, only at wealthed.com, Social Security Show. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, get on board. We have all the lines open right now, so if you've got questions on any particular money topic that's important to you, we're going to talk to you about it. Now, I mentioned earlier in the hour, we're going to talk about it now, the idea of something called a Roth two-step. You've heard it called the backdoor Roth two, Professor Plum. We're going to sort of stick with the Roth two-step because that explains it a little bit more.
I think it makes people aware that there are two pieces to the puzzle here. It's not just, you know, a back way into the Roth IRA.
Right.
It is kind of, but it is two steps to get there.
It is. You have to take two steps, one to the left, one to the right, and then stand up, sit down, fight. You are in a Roth IRA. Now, here's the problem. Okay, you like the idea of a Roth IRA, okay? You like the idea of being able to put money, post-tax money, into an IRA and allow it to grow potentially tax-free as long as all the criteria are met at the time that you take the money out.
And almost anybody can contribute to a Roth IRA. Anybody who is working, regardless of age, and has income less than certain thresholds. And so if you are under the threshold, this whole concept of the backdoor Roth, the Roth two-step, doesn't apply to you at all, because you can contribute directly to a Roth IRA. Whereas some people that make over the limit, if you're a single individual making more than $132,000 adjusted gross income, married couple making more than $194,000 adjusted gross income, you're not eligible to do a Roth contribution directly. So those categories of individuals that I just outlined, single over 132, married over 194 combined AGI, they have to find a different way to make things work on their behalf. And this is part of the problem that Congress is having, because by very definition, those are pretty good wages. And in the eyes of the Congress, you're rich. You're the evil, mean, rich people that are taking advantage of everything and doing things that you weren't supposed to do. We put these limits on you on purpose. We didn't want the rich taking advantage of this. Well, you changed the rules 6 years ago, and took the conversion rules off. So you made the rules. People are just living with them now. So how do you get money into a Roth IRA if you're over the limit?
If you're over the income limit that you were talking about.
Obviously, if you're under the income limit, you just make the contribution.
You make the contributions. But let's say that you make more money than is allowed to contribute to a Roth. You'd still like to have Roth money in there.
But you're saving money. So you've done your 401k, you've got some extra money, you're saving it, and you're thinking, you know what, I'm putting it into investments, and I have to pay taxes on these investments as they earned income. You know, whether it's dividend, interest, capital gains, whatever, I'm paying some taxes. It would be a lot nicer to be able to put that into a Roth IRA and not have to pay taxes on it, because taxes are a pain, right? And so we want to find a way to get money into a Roth IRA. Now, you could do it by potentially backing off on your contribution at work from your traditional 401k and contribute to a Roth 401k at work, because there are no income limits for who can and cannot contribute to the Roth component of a 401k. But you're in a high tax bracket. You're making pretty good money. You want to keep your tax deduction at work with that 401k. You're just trying to find additional ways to save. And that's where a lot of people turn to the Roth two-step. And the idea is that we do have limits on who can contribute to a Roth IRA. But as of 2010, there are no limits on who can convert existing traditional IRA money to a Roth IRA.
And that's what makes this important, and that's what makes the whole thing work.
I mean, Bill Gates could do Roth conversions if he wanted to. And I think his income is a little over the limit, maybe just, you know, a little.
Adjusted gross income. I bet even after adjusted gross income, yeah. I think he makes more than he's married. So $194,000. Yeah. He's got a big house.
Yeah. But that doesn't count. The deductions for the house don't count.
No, I know, but he has to be able to pay for the house.
Oh, he's got to pay for it?
Yeah. And the mortgage he has in that house. Never mind. All right. We're being stupid. But yes, of course, anybody can do a Roth conversion regardless of the amount of income. So let's talk about what this two-step process is.
Well, it is, the first step is contribute to a traditional IRA. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, I have a 401k, a retirement plan at work, I can't contribute to my traditional IRA. No, you can contribute, you just can't deduct it. So a lot of people feel that they're not allowed to contribute to a traditional IRA because the 401k, TSA, 457, the retirement plan, pension plan at work precludes them from doing, it stops them from doing a contribution to a traditional IRA. As long as you're under required minimum distribution age and you have earned income, you can contribute to a traditional IRA. The question isn't, can you contribute to a traditional IRA? The question is, can you deduct the contribution that you have made to a traditional IRA? And if you're over some limits, which are lower than the other limits we just talked about, you cannot deduct the contribution. And frankly, if you can't deduct the contribution, I'm not all that much of a fan of doing non-deductible contributions just for the sake of doing non-deductible contributions to an IRA. The tax-deferred growth is nice, but when it changes its character from ordinary, long-term capital gains and qualified dividends, we lose step-up in basis, it increases our required minimum distribution. That after-tax money in an IRA is kind of a pain, because I have to file Form 8606 for the rest of my life, all the way through my required minimum distribution years.
Yep.
Years. I pass it on to my kids, they get to file the 8606. So I don't like after-tax money in an IRA just for the sake of savings. But if I can take that after-tax contribution, so I take my $5,500 or $6,500 if I'm 50 or older, and I contribute it to my traditional IRA, my only traditional IRA. I don't have any others. And so I open one and create this brand new IRA, don't have any other traditional IRAs, and I put my money into it, and it's an after-tax amount. So now I have an after-tax IRA. I have an after-tax balance. What can I do with that? Well, I can convert that. First step, contribute to a traditional IRA. Second step, convert all that after-tax money, that entire IRA, my entire IRA universe, which is pure after-tax money, to a Roth IRA. So now I have the money in a Roth IRA. And what did I pay on the conversion, assuming that I don't have any other IRAs? I didn't pay anything because everything in the IRA is after-tax money. So maybe I left it in there for a week, and you know how much we're earning on the bank accounts in a week. They don't even credit that much. I mean, it's too little. So I move it over, and now I have a Roth IRA for $6,500, $5,500, or whatever I was able to contribute to my Roth IRA for that particular year. Works really well. So now from here forward, I have a Roth IRA. My tax year is the year that the conversion started. My five-year clock on earnings starts the year of the conversion, and my five-year clock for distributions for that conversion starts in that tax year. Now, this is not a contribution. And that's what people, you know, they do this for a little bit, and then they say, well, I need to get my money out of my Roth for some reason. And I've been told I can take my contributions out of a Roth for any reason at any time without a penalty. And that is a true statement. But if the only thing you've been doing is the Roth two-step, you don't have a Roth contribution.
This is an important point to make, Professor Plum, and I'm glad you brought it up, because you have Roth, you have contributory Roth, which, you know, anybody can make under those limits, mm-hmm. and now you have the converted Roth rules. And I can see where the confusion would lie, because they say, well, wait a minute, I contributed $6,500, whatever, $5,500, whatever it is, to my traditional IRA. All I did was take that money and move it to a Roth.
Yeah, to
me, it's,
just,
still a contribution.
I wasn't planning on ever actually making the traditional. I just used that as a conduit to get the money to the Roth IRA. And so it's really a Roth contribution, right? No, it's a conversion. And it does have all the rules associated with withdrawals based on conversions. We have a five-year rule on withdrawing converted principal. If I withdraw converted principal from a Roth IRA before I'm 59 and a half, it has a penalty. A 10% penalty. And so we do have to make that distinction. Now, hopefully, most people that are doing Roth two-steps obviously are in the higher income limit, and hopefully they have enough money that they don't have to withdraw anything from their Roth IRAs. But if you do, and you do it within 5 years of making the conversion, or you eat up all the previous conversions and now you're into the five-year converted money, it's a penalty. Not taxable. You've already paid the taxes. You paid the taxes when it was converted. Still penalized if you do it within 5 years.
That's the Roth two-step, backdoor Roth, whatever you want to call it. There are ways, if you make too much money, to get money into a Roth IRA, and sometimes it's actually advisable. We're coming back with more. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Talking about your money, about retirement, we got lines open, 877-PLANNER. Give the Brain Trust a call. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're standing by to talk to you about whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint. And we got another hour coming up in many cities across the country. So hang on for a whole lot more things we haven't even gotten to this. We haven't even started to scratch the surface of yet. So we'll get to some of that stuff next hour. Hope you can join us next hour. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you've got questions, you can get on board now. We'll be taking your calls this segment and next hour as well. 877-PLANNER. So what we haven't really touched on yet, Professor Rick Plum, we've been talking about Roth two-step, which relates to these Roth conversions, because part of the two-step is taking a traditional non-deductible IRA and converting it into a Roth.
Right.
That's how you get the money into there. Now, you could run into some issues if you have other, say, other IRAs.
You will run into some issues if you have other IRAs.
Or if you have, which includes SEPs,
SEP is an IRA.
Simplified Employee Pension, that is an IRA. You've got rollovers, 401, whatever.
Yeah, rollovers from 401ks, rollover from employer plans. Simple IRAs are IRAs, and they have to be looked at. Everything I was talking about the last segment was about, this is my only traditional IRA. I don't have any other traditional IRAs, and I create a new non-deductible traditional IRA. But a lot of people already have traditional IRAs in the form of a rollover, or maybe an IRA they were contributing to before they got the job at the new job with the 401k, or they have SEPs or simples from business owners and things of that nature. So they have traditional IRA money already. And the majority of that traditional IRA money is pre-tax money, meaning it's money I either took a deduction for when I made the contribution, SEP, simple, the old-style traditional IRA contribution, or it's earnings on the money that's in there, or it's coming from a rollover where I didn't pay any taxes. So the majority of the money I've never paid taxes on. And when we do a conversion, we have to look at it just like a distribution. Whether you're taking a distribution or a conversion, the taxes are going to be treated exactly the same way. They look at your total IRA world. Now, if you're a married couple, they don't look at both spouses as a combined IRA world. They do look individually. His IRA, her IRA, however it's set up, you know, each spouse has their own IRA and their own balances. And if I'm doing the conversion, they're only looking at my IRAs. If my spouse is doing their conversion, they're only looking at their IRAs. So it's all a matter of, what other IRAs do I have? And as we talked about at the beginning of the hour, It's not just what do I have today, it's what do I have during this year? What will I have at the end of the year? We took an email question from somebody who did a Roth conversion early in the year with after-tax money. They didn't have any other IRA money at the time. But about this time, about a month ago, they lost their job unexpectedly, and they want to roll over their 401k, a very large 401k, and they're going to roll it to an IRA. Now, they have an IRA. So unless they can move that money out of the IRA by the end of the year, or never have it go to the IRA by the end of the year, it's going to screw up the Roth conversion they did earlier in the year, even though at the time they didn't have any traditional Roth IRA money.
They look at it as what happened throughout the year.
What happened through the year.
So what did you have by the end of the year?
Now, if I roll money in and then roll money out, like my 401k, yes. I go from one employer and then I can roll it back into another employer, that's not going to count against me. But money that comes in and stays in my IRA, plus money that I've converted, they combine conversions for the year and end of year balance for the year. And they look at that as your entire IRA world. And now they just take a look at it and say, what percentage of that entire IRA universe was after-tax money? And what percentage was pre-tax? And any distribution or conversion made during that year is going to bear the same ratio, the same percentage. If it was 5% after-tax and 95% pre-tax, then that conversion is going to be 5% after-tax and 95% pre-tax. And so you're not moving the entire after-tax balance over to the Roth IRA unless you move 100% of the entire IRA balance in your name to the Roth IRA. It's all pro rata. And so having this extra money can really cause little tax nightmares. The fact that you have kept track of every penny in account number XYZ123, and it's separate and distinct from the rollover you made at a different brokerage company, a complete different area, you know, they don't even know about each other. Doesn't matter. The IRS does know about them. And so they're going to look at the whole picture. Accounting is not the issue. All you have to do is account for your basis. How much have I contributed? How much have I contributed on an after-tax basis? That's what they're looking for. And then when we do the conversion, when you do the conversion and some of the basis goes over to the Roth IRA, it reduces the remaining balance in your traditional IRA. But it doesn't get rid of it. It's still there partially. And until you completely eliminate the IRA in total, you will never be able to get 100% of that after-tax money out. And that doesn't even, I mean, that's both conversion and or distributions throughout the rest of your life. And the way you keep track of it all is you get to file another form and attach it to your tax, you know, 1040
every
year.
Form 8,
the famous one.
606.
The infamous 8606.
And it'll tell you which, how much is pre-tax, how much is post-tax, et cetera,
It basically keeps track of your basis in a traditional IRA world.
Right.
Now, it doesn't keep track of basis in the Roth, it only because once you get to 59 and a half in 5 years, it doesn't really matter anymore. But it always matters in a traditional IRA.
Now, who should consider this? But just in the couple minutes we have, who should consider something like a Roth two-step? Because sometimes, you know, if you make too much money, not too much money, but if you're over the limits, and you're over the limits by a lot to contribute to a Roth IRA, I mean, you're in a high tax bracket, more
right.
than likely.
But you're saving. If you're saving and you can't do a Roth IRA, but you're continuing to save in other areas, I think it makes perfect sense. Everybody should be doing it. That has the ability to save money over and above what they're already doing in the retirement plans.
Okay, and over and above that. So what should come first? Let's say you haven't funded your 401k to the max, and you're in a fairly high tax bracket, which precludes you from doing these Roth IRA contributions.
I would do the 401k, the traditional 401k.
And get the tax deduction.
There's
now.
Always exceptions to
all
these rules.
Yeah.
But in general, if we're putting in the maximum amount we can into the 401k, mm-hmm. the tax savings alone helps us free up enough money to put money into the Roth IRA.
Well, and that's you have to be able to look at it and say, here's how much I would have paid tax on. Here's how much I saved. I can take that money I would have paid tax on, and now I can contribute that to the Roth IRA.
It works very well. And so if you're going to be saving and you're over the threshold for contributing to a Roth IRA, even after contributing the most you can to the 401k at work, 457, 403b, whatever the case may be, then the Roth IRA makes, the backdoor Roth makes sense, as long as we can keep it.
It's a great strategy. If you have questions on it, you can talk to us or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. who brought you this hour of the program. Off the air, 800-644-1150. You've got questions on strategy. These are the strategies we're talking about. Once again, 800-644-1150, the number off the air. 877-PLANNER is our number. We're coming right back with more right after this.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.